In CI News this week, civil servants are threatened with discipline for misgendering colleagues under draft guidelines. Government plans to overhaul wedding laws risk trivialising marriage. And three US newborns are rescued in a week through safe haven baby boxes. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 24th of July. I'm Joanna Tim. Civil servants will be investigated for misconduct if they misgender or deadname colleagues, a leaked draft document has revealed. The Whitehall policy states that invalidating a person's trans identity is unacceptable. It does, however, concede that single-sex facilities must be used on the basis of biological sex and not on the basis of affirmed gender. It also allows civil servants to dress in keeping with their affirmed gender and warns that restrictions on this measure could be seen as discrimination. Maya Forstatter, CEO of women's rights charity Sex Matters, welcomed the clarity around single-sex spaces in the guidance but criticised the misgendering policy as shockingly biased. She explained that most people will naturally refer to men as men and he, him, as per standard English usage, and that a lack of belief in gender identities should be recognised as the norm, not the exception. The government has released plans which it claims will make weddings simpler, cheaper and more inclusive. The proposals include several troubling suggestions, such as abolishing the use of prescribed words and scrapping the requirement for open doors. They also make way for a much wider range of locations to be used, including crowded beaches, tethered hot air balloons, pubs and private homes. The government predicts that its plans may lead to a 3% increase in the number of weddings. Speaking to the Institute, Coalition for Marriage's Tony Rachinsky gave his reaction to the plans.
We come at this from the position that the definition of marriage, it's not an observation. It describes what only a man and a woman can do. And it's the voluntary exclusive union of one man and one woman. And it seems to me that the government have slowly been picking away at every aspect of that definition. And this particular consultation has finished the job. It starts off by saying they want to support marriage as unique and special, but actually every one of the 171 pages of this consultation do exactly the opposite. And they undermine the scarce value that's left in marriage under British law. They take every single bit of it away.
According to new data, an estimated 1.3 million British adults identified as problem gamblers last year. The annual survey published by the Gambling Commission has shown little change in the past couple of years, with almost half of Brits admitting to having gambled in the past month. The Institute's Angus Saul called for urgent government action.
These figures really just show that urgent change is needed. The government has made some progress in the last 2 years, absolutely, some positive steps, but further, more robust reform must follow, and quickly. Betting companies continue to bombard people with adverts. They rake in something like 80 to 85% of their profits from just 5% of their customer base. And it's those people, the ones who have a real problem, who are being targeted most aggressively. Despite the restrictions being put in place, the industry's profits are still very healthy. In fact, they've grown over the past year, and millions are still experiencing high levels of harm. To me, this shows that current measures are just not working. The government must stop prioritising the growth of the industry at the expense of the public. Gambling is wrong, and the disastrous consequences that flow from it attest to that. And so, the more that we can do to limit its pervasiveness, the more society will flourish.
And finally, three newborn babies in the US have been safely rescued within 1 week thanks to the Safe Haven Baby Box initiative. One baby was left at Woodlands Fire Department in Texas, with two others surrendered at undisclosed locations. Under the Safe Haven scheme, babies may be anonymously handed over to responsible adults or placed in a specially designed baby box in specified locations. Woodlands Fire Department Chief Palmer Buck explained that today a baby is safe because someone chose a secure and legal option during what was undoubtedly a difficult situation. The fire chief added that the hardest part of the process was convincing the firefighters that they had given the baby enough hugs. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.